This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At my house, I got a TiVo, and you know I rocks it. Capture all the golden, then you know I watch it. Watching all my favorite television inconvenience. Flying through commercials, Dr. TiVo was a genius. At my house, I got a TiVo, and you know I rocks it. Capture all the golden, then you know I watch it. Watching all my favorite television inconvenience. Flying through commercials, Dr. TiVo was a genius.
All right, whenever we play that song, it's time to talk a little television, and let's jump right in with the sports angle. Boys, Ben, what do you consider in this day and age a good rating? Like a good, what's a good number
for a sporting event?
Just for anything on network primetime television. What's now? I'm not talking about, oh my god, we blew it away, but what's like,
yeah,
that's, well, an acceptable good rating.
Well, I think about this. I think that a Cowboy game is going to do probably a 38 rating. Mm-hmm. I think that a Ranger game right now is probably going to do a 1 rating. Mm-hmm. Maverick game is going to do maybe a 1.5, 2. And a Stars game is going to do a 0.5. Mm-hmm. The other day, what was the thing that that did a 10 that we were surprised
World
with?
Cup.
Oh, yeah, the World Cup.
World Cup
did a
crushed.
10 or 11 here. So,
and keep in mind, too, that's on a Sunday afternoon, but still.
Yeah.
Still.
Yes.
Yeah.
So in terms of the All-Star game last night, if I had to guess what it did, I would say that it did 3.5.
Okay. Interesting. Has anybody else seen these numbers?
I haven't.
No.
Does anybody else want to venture a guess?
5.
KT says 5.
I will go with a 4.5.
What if I gave you the hint that said it was the exact same number it got last year? Does that make you want to change your number at all?
Don't think it matters.
Exact same number they got last year. It was flat, which I think in modern TV, that's good, right?
Then I would say, okay, I'll bump it up to a 4.5 or a 5.
It was a 6.4.
Okay.
And apparently the number was up 60% in Chicago, of all places. Go Cubbies.
And would it get beat by The Voice? And
I didn't see the numbers for other stuff. I'm just looking at the awful announcing page.
Big Boob Theory.
But I would think that they're happy with a 6.4,
which
yeah. I want you to take that number, and I want you to tuck it away for a little bit later in this segment, because I'm going to blow your mind with something.
Okay.
But I want to fast forward to what you gentlemen are currently watching. This is July. This is normally not the greatest time for television, but I feel like with the advent of Netflix and on-demand programming and cable networks trying to keep up and all this stuff, you can find some really good things to watch in July. So what is currently grabbing your attention?
You know, lately I've been watching Succession on HBO.
Dying to get into this. Awesome. I haven't started it yet.
It's the story of a super mega wealthy family. The patriarch of the family, the dad, runs one of the biggest media companies in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just about the life of the uber rich and then how everyone in the family is jostling for a position to take over the throne when he departs. But okay. He doesn't want to give up the throne. And at the same time, you see the dysfunction in the family has made everyone else inept at taking the throne.
How many into this are you?
I think I'm 5 episodes in now.
And what is the tone of it?
I think you're caught up. I think you're 7 in.
Is it dark? Is it funny? Is it both?
Dark and funny.
I think it's, I don't think of it as being anything like a comedy, but there are some funny moments, but it's very dark. It's,
A couple of the producers on it are Will Ferrell and Adam McKay. And Adam McKay did Talladega Nights and Step Brothers.
But the last thing he did was The Big Short.
The Big Short, yeah.
Which had
it's kind of in that realm.
And that had a really interesting tone, too.
It's that same tone.
Okay.
Without the people talking, like celebrities talking to the camera.
I found that movie to be a great critique of corrupt culture. And, you know, we get into this cliche all the time of absolute power, absolutes, absolutely corrupts.
Whatever. Yes.
Butchered that, George Bush style. But the idea of like, hey, these people have power and they are abusing it, and then they don't even care about what's left in the wake of their horrible decisions so that a few people can garner all this money. But at the same time, it kind of had a slightly irreverent, humorous tone to it. So,
yeah,
but I'm dying to see Succession.
That perfectly nails what it is. And you know, I am interested in the characters. It's, I wouldn't say it's on some miracle level, though. You know, I wouldn't put it up there with the greatest things that have ever happened. This time of year, there's really not a lot that's catching my attention.
Right.
So I don't have a lot getting trapped in the TiVo net,
mm-hmm.
but that's probably the biggest fish in there right now, but it ain't like some prize fish.
The, what about you, Doug?
The brother of Macaulay Culkin's in the movie.
Rory McCall.
Roman. Roman's his name on the show. Kieran is his name.
Okay.
Okay. None of the actors are going to be like people that you know or like, oh, I've seen
I know the lead dad. He's been in a ton of stuff.
So that's probably my favorite thing going right now. The Netflix show Glow is great.
That's the wrestlers
but
from the
80s. You know, yeah, it's probably not for you guys. But I think it's a really good movie. It's really funny.
Do you guys know when Ozark comes back?
Ozark's back on, I got a list here. Ozark's back August 31st.
Oh my God, I can't wait for that.
Better Call Saul August 6th.
Shippy, I know you kind of live in Uptown and you live the entourage lifestyle, so I don't even know if you watch television anymore.
Yeah, I'm so far behind on all these TV shows that I know I need to get caught up on. Like, I need to watch Ozark. I've watched the first couple episodes of that. I really liked it. I need to get caught up on Better Call Saul.
Okay.
I've heard good things about Westworld, too.
I heard Westworld petered out. Are you guys still in?
I quit Westworld.
I never watched the second of it.
Quit it.
So I'm glad you brought up Better Call Saul, because I think I'm a season behind on it. I don't even know where I am. But I started seeing these tweets today, and it was like the Better Call Saul account was retweeting it, and then the Breaking Bad account was tweeting it. So I guess they're at a point now where this season of Better Call Saul that's getting ready to launch, season four, has a bunch of Saul at the same time period that Breaking Bad is going on.
There's a lot of stuff going on.
That's exciting, yeah, man. I want to get caught up on that.
There's one other show. I am fired up about watching that. There's one other show that I've been watching. It's Sharp Objects.
I've seen the first episode.
It's got Amy Adams in it. That's her name, right?
Yeah, Patricia Clarkson.
Yep. Basically, it's a murder mystery type deal. She returns home to where she grew up. She's estranged from her family. Her family's really weird. She is an alcoholic. Mm-hmm. She also cuts things into her skin. She carves stuff into And so she's a reporter, and she's supposed to report on the mysterious deaths of two girls, and she's kind of tracking that, reliving her childhood along the way, and it's pretty interesting. I don't know if it's going. It's only an 8 episode series.
Yep.
I don't know if it's like there's going to be season 2, 3, or 4. I think when it's solved here, it may be over. Maybe it's like True Detective.
I was going to say the tone of the first episode reminded me of the first season of True Detective.
Meaning there would be a new season the next year with totally new characters.
Possibly, but it's also just that. I mean, I know it takes place in Missouri or something, but there's like a tiny hint of Southern Gothic supernatural stuff going on here. And flashbacks and haunting images and that.
It's kind of like figuring out what's probably, like, there's a case you're going to be working on that, but also figuring out what happened to her as a child.
Right.
Like, that's going to be part of it as well. I like it.
Yes.
Patricia Clarkson, who plays Amy Adams' mother in the show, it might cause me to get the hell out.
Yeah, she's a great actress. Do you not like her in general? Because she's a great actress.
I don't like her in this, and I don't even know what else she's been in.
But okay.
It's like Carl. It's like
The Walking Dead's turning you off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, I've had enough. Don't let one character ruin the show.
Okay, do you guys do this? Do you guys jump into Netflix series that Netflix is recommending to you?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
Do you do that, Tizzle?
I typically know about it before I jump into something.
Oh, what a badass.
I mean, I got a list of all the premiere dates through the end of the year. So,
all right, so KT.
And that's just how I roll.
KT makes fun of me. Ben, you don't make fun of me as much because you kind of respect the responsibilities of a 47-year-old with kids.
Right.
But KT is mad.
I respect it. I laugh at it.
KT is mad that I haven't watched. I've only seen one episode of Atlanta. I'm 2 seasons behind on Fargo. These are all shows that I know I would love.
You have 9 jobs also.
Okay. And see,
is the time. It's summer is the time to pounce.
But this is when he really makes fun of me, is when I walk in the next day and go, man, I saw the best documentary on Prohibition last night.
You watch a lot of boring stuff.
Yes.
And you drink a lot of beer.
Oh my God, I love beer.
Yeah.
But I'm really excited about this because I think I told you this before. So we started watching some of the John Hughes movies that you and I watched when we were in junior high and high school. I started watching some of those with my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And we started getting into this thing of, okay, I saw this when I was 13. Is it okay for our daughter to see this when she was 13? And I got super excited when this happened. And we're about to start watching This Is a Family on Netflix. Is the one season of the incredible NBC show from 1999, Freaks and Geeks.
It was on NBC? I didn't realize
it was on NBC. And here's what I say about it. I'm not telling you it's the best television show ever, but I'm telling you I've never seen a better television show. And it was only one season.
What?
So why wouldn't you say it was the best?
Well, there's other things. Like
Randy Moss wide receiver thing? Like, he didn't have the longevity to be the best wide receiver ever?
It's the best season of a show ever?
There's only one season of it. But it's like you get in this whole discussion, and you're like, well, Sopranos means more because of this. Or The Wire means more because of this. Mm-hmm. Or Breaking Bad means more because of this. I'm going, yep, all that is true. But man, that one season of Freaks and Geeks was as good as anything I've ever seen. Hmm. So the thing that's amazing about this show, however, is the time period with which it existed, when the other stuff on TV was like Friends and Will and Grace. Mm-hmm. And the people who were behind it went on to completely redefine comedy as we know it. Basically, these movies, like Judd Apatow was very involved in the Will Ferrell movies. Now, Adam mm-hmm. McKay has taken over, but Judd Apatow got that stuff going in the first place. So this was a show that was created by Judd Apatow and Paul Feig. Paul Feig's probably best known for doing Bridesmaids. He did the Ghostbusters reboot with the chicks.
He's the producer of the Joel McHale show with Joel McHale.
Is he in those movies too?
No.
In small roles?
Maybe. Okay. I don't know. I don't recall.
He was in Ghostbusters.
Okay. If you saw him, you would go, man, is that guy gay? I'm not sure. He's not. But so all these guys that went on to write all these great shows and been the tree that branches off of this. Community, Parks and Rec, like anything you've seen in the last 20 years that you think is funny, the people that started the show were involved mm-hmm. in it. So Paul Feig and Judd Apatow got it on the air, and it was a show about 1979. It was about the geeks in the school and the kids that went under the bleachers and smoked pot, trying to get through their high school existence. None of them are popular, none of them are winners, and bad things happen to them all the time. And it's about how people deal with things that happen in life that are problematic or tough, or things that are tough for high school kids, teenagers to deal with. Mm-hmm. The people that were in this show, and this was their first acting gig, Seth Rogen, who had never even tried out for a part before, Jason Segel, James Franco. I mean, these are the people, Martin Starr, who I know from, people probably know him from
Silicon
Valley. These are all teenagers or people in their early 20s, and this is their first gig. It is the most influential show from a comedic standpoint of I don't even know when. And there's a documentary you can watch right now on A&E about Freaks and Geeks. It's only an hour and a half, and it is so freaking good.
What's it called?
It's called Culture Shock is the name of the series on A&E. It's called Freaks and Geeks. It's an hour and a half. Me and my wife watched it because we love the show. We're ecstatic, and then at the same time, it popped up on Netflix for my 13-year-old daughter.
Oh,
so we're
wow.
jumping in.
How about
we're so
that?
Pumped. And I would encourage anybody, whether you like any modern comedy, you know, Knocked Up, Super Bad, you name it, it all came from Freaks and Geeks. I would encourage anybody to watch that one season, available on Netflix. It's spectacular.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.